All right, Amazing Race season 36, episode number 3. This is right after Chris and Mary.
Love for TV with our love of
Lemonade. We're your hosts, Rich
and Carrie.
Headed to Columbia.
Now,
back to our regularly scheduled program.
I don't know if you really noticed this. They just, like,
all right, before we get too far into this, welcome back to the Improvision Podcast.
Hey,
hello, Carrie.
And then
we were, already talking
Columbia.
About
and
the show,
they
which
were
we sort of talked about that we weren't going to watch anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Somehow
if there was something about
it. I have a wife who watches it. So
okay,
Malwood and...
It was a very strange thing.
Happily Ever After.
What's her name?
Yes,
90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, which we hate because we hate everybody.
They just edited everything about them getting there.
What's her name? I don't know.
Because usually that's a piece of it. It's like, who can get on a flight or this or that. But yeah. It may have been.
Because
they did talk about, I remember Phil, before the show had mentioned,
was saying to me
that there was a degree of...
Like, almost surprised. She says, oh, yeah,
for the most part,
she's
got, like,
issues. Real
issues.
When I first saw her last year, I knew she had issues.
Well, but then she was in Egypt, so I think we cut her some slack.
Yeah,
we're having those issues.
Yeah, and they're, like, in a plaza where...
Right.
This mountain.
Right.
Like, you got like them all to this point.
How irritating is that?
I'm really mad at you. You didn't
you
see
did.
The point.
That was really bad. She takes him to Santa Monica for me. She asks him stupid things like, you want to buy this cowboy hat?
Here's the
you
other
buy
thing,
this?
Which I was...
Sure.
So
he
this
doesn't.
Came up later in this episode.
And she wants him to be all excited about everything, and he's not.
How did Sean and Melissa manage to get up this staircase? But Sean can't. Sean is the guy who afraid of heights guy.
Oh, I know. When
how
you
did
see
he
him
get
in the coffee field, he can't go down a 5 foot.
Okay, as they're filming, he does not
but he
hesitate.
He managed to walk up 60 stories.
I think he must have been on the inside. And then
I guess
he's standing
still,
there
like,
trying to...
Just
like,
looking at that, I'd been like,
as usual.
No, I have
to... If I could do that, I would have to be on the inside and then just go back to the edge and find an Arab
and I could never... I could just keep looking down at
steps,
going up
steps. He didn't bat an eye. But I think the thing later that got him, which is what gets me too, is that there's nothing on the side of you.
An American, Sean and Melissa,
if I go to a foreign country and I'm
there's
in a very foreign country
on,
and
like,
I happen to see another American,
I'm
going to
look at them.
Right,
I'm like,
right,
oh, what of one of me?
Like, exactly,
so
but I'm just going to hurl myself
it,
over the side.
It was probably
of
just like, oh, I know that.
And it wasn't. There was not
no barrier.
Like,
and I
seriously probably don't think he even saw her, really.
Yeah, that so that comes up a little later. But even like,
did not
those stairs, I mean, I understand it's built into the side of the cliff, but it looked very Dr. Seuss, you know, like how it was awesome. I don't know if I'd have been super happy.
I would have
loved
America. Just these 5 steps, turn. Just
yeah.
These five
and a lot. It is a lot of stairs. That's
oh, hello,
a lot.
Honey.
I mean,
it's
I've
so,
got a,
so nice of this.
I'm so happy to be in America with you.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Here,
exhausting.
We're having breakfast. Here's your plate-sized donut.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, I should. I'm going to cut it in half.
No, you need to eat it all. You should be happy. You can get a donut.
Oh, no, but I only need half a donut.
Okay. I'm grateful, but okay.
But I just want to share. I mean, I was hoping to maybe eat it later.
Oh,
I can
yes.
So we get to the top, they have to choose between
American
cooking a local
thing.
Dish or loading up a cooking
with American
a bunch of stuff. Yeah, thank you very much.
It was very
I noticed
telling
this morning
how
when
exhausting
you,
what
I was brushing my teeth.
Everybody.
And everybody
my
said, we're cooking.
The,
we're
right
not
side
good
of
loading
yeah, yeah,
and you moved it
except the boys and Sean and Michelle.
Well, yes, but I thought we could share because you have the coffee there with the toothbrush inside.
In America, we each have our own space.
Oh, no, but I think our toothbrush is together. It's nice.
If you just want your toothbrush together with some other Arab woman, then you could just go back to Egypt. I could have sworn. Okay, well, I can tell you I'm not enough, as usual.
No, you're great.
I thought we'd do something fun today.
Oh, what shall we do?
I think we're going to go down to Santa Monica.
Oh, you can't
change.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. We can take the bus. We'll
like,
take the bus.
Uh-oh, they changed. No. Oh, no, there's firefighters we'll switch. Oh, no, it's in America, we have a car.
So I kept
we are
expecting
not
at the end.
No, but we can
when
they
check in.
Then
we
don't have to worry about parking.
Americans don't do that. We worry about parking.
Penalty. Yeah,
okay.
And
I heard the same thing.
Okay, good. Because I thought for sure it's like,
I'm so sorry.
Once you choose
to
apply. Now, you're supposed to be
having fun. I even thought. As I was
this
watching
is
it,
great time.
Time.
So
Anthony
happy to be in America.
Switch. I thought I heard the.
I know,
you know
exactly.
That sound that they
like,
play when they do something wrong.
True. Well, and then they change again, and then they change again, and then they change again. And then they can. I'm surprised.
Her,
I am
yes.
Really surprised
story
they even walk up
in
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. She's got issues.
So I'd like to do.
See it right after.
And the haircut isn't even the least of it.
Yeah, her little pixie bob. We have to set that rule up. We can't change it.
Okay. Whatever.
We're just talking about how Anthony, after a while, it was an interesting character. So.
Yeah.
Anyways,
okay.
Even though we said we were going to talk about Night of the Fionn.
Good challenge today. Good challenge today. You guys are running all over town. What happened there?
There was a couple of bugs.
Yeah, right. Yes, yes.
Well, he's trying.
I heard that you know, we set the rule.
Yeah,
the rule in place.
Once you, I mean, with a list. Maybe when you guys announce
that, if they want to get it loud, she needs to start doing this
on film, and you know, people may catch up on this.
A lot of people started out as firefighter girls. They switched
right away. Yeah, yeah, but we came upon it. We like them. Yeah, so, it was, you know, so we were just going to be like, maybe people won't really remember yes. that happened.
Sure,
so.
That's, and that's so now,
and then the boys,
and then the boys, and I mean, I think that was
because you could have all the sheets and toilet paper.
You brought her one more rose.
Yeah, and initially we were going to do the whole
thing. What's the face? And then they're going to go.
Initially we were going to do the penalty thing, but like the boys racked up like 24 hours of penalty.
Exactly, and who am I? I'm not the boss.
No, and we can't stay in Columbia for an extra day waiting for the boys to check in.
We're just going to pretend we never said it?
I don't think anybody will really know. I mean, I couldn't imagine that there'd be like a podcast, like in Hawaii, for example, that would like pick up on this. I mean, it's not going to happen that way. Yeah, so we'll just move on, and even if it gets shown on national television,
nobody's going to remember.
Nobody's going to notice. It'll be fine.
Okay, we're good to go then.
Yep, yep. On to the next episode. Actually, need to go fuck down.
If the boys would have find somebody not switched to the fourth time, they wouldn't have got that penalty.
Right. Who else? Oh, the
right. It would have been so long that it would have just been right back where we started.
It'll be there.
Okay. Phil. Nice.
We'll be fine.
Nice time. Camera room. And now there has to be a wedding.
Oh, like a local wedding.
Like a local wedding.
I thought the same thing. Like, I'd like to wine that.
So they have to find a goat or something.
You cannot change.
Yeah.
But the other funny thing about that is that they've never really said that before.
No.
So that's why it was weird that they said it. And I caught on to that.
Exactly. Me too. Because I went, well, there's a bud. And so the minute the firefighters changed, I went,
we're in trouble.
They were the first ones to change.
Unless they were talking about the boat, that you couldn't change your boat once you had selected.
Which explains Danny and his mom sitting in the back of the boat
waiting for the wife.
Once you buy the boat, you can't switch.
Yeah.
Mom doesn't feel like
they did say once you.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe I would give you three goats
and exactly.
one bead necklace.
See, Phil's got it all worked out. It's all
I was shocked. I was waiting for like four different people to have half hour penalties or something.
And I think Angela and
the boys still would have gone home.
Well, I've read a few almost every so group two was Juan and Shane, Yvonne and Melissa, Angie and Danny.
I have not seen. I didn't ever keep track of them. I was focusing on my gay boys.
Your gay boys.
He's in hiding.
Juan, who was Juan was born in Colombia, and Ricky and Caesar, of course, speak Spanish. So they,
and he's a chef.
So anyway, enough of that. Let's get on to something.
Enough of that stuff. That very quickly.
All right. Totally
let's jump over to key to cooking survivor
timing.
Yeah. No, this will take you 5 minutes.
Why I'm not a cook.
8 minutes of
that. And then Mama can choose how to cook rice. She has to measure it.
Right.
Cousins show up.
Season 46.
Can you tell me what this
five.
Is? Can you tell me what
this
that is?
Post,
can you tell me how to cook?
Banu
it?
Going
can
home.
You tell me what?
Finally.
The other one who.
Thank God
Banu,
well.
Banu finally went
also
home.
Was Amber and Vinny.
Yeah, we are at night nine.
So now they are.
But yeah, they've
made records. They're breaking records by being the most starved.
About the presentation.
Right.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the
presentation.
Well, they did say, or Jeff did say,
I got to tell you, my favorite part of the whole show, though, was right watching the twins.
Yeah.
Decide how much brain power they could use. And they really didn't have any either.
Yeah.
And it just amazed me that it didn't take them long.
A day or
four or five times that was staff provided.
Too much. Too much. Let's go back. Okay.
I really think what happened to them,
they can't let
it stop. What would have happened to any of them?
Well,
they were exhausted.
Can they?
They were exhausted from that
staircase
thing. I did read
somewhere that,
right.
And then they went to load stuff.
They can't just drink
time
to
juice every day.
And plus they're looking at everything going, I don't even know how to get it on there.
Putting everything through really.
And
quickly,
then the other problem is you are
these
like,
boys who
probably
don't cook
or something
like that.
But they go to the cooking thing and
it starts to
poor guys.
I just love how they have to be just limited brain power though. Mm-hmm. They're like always going like, I have so little bandwidth and there's no brain power left for me to do this. I'm not going to. No, I can't. No, let's just run up this freaking hill again.
Everybody, even the people not on the tribe understood that Sean
never seen anybody switch. It was four times, right?
I have seen somebody switch from the start to the other one and back to the first one.
Right, but not back again. And the fact that they even pulled it out was amazing. And then we're still not done. And then we go to something that we're
very familiar with.
Interesting dynamics on this tribe because a couple little notes. Very charismatic. So Kishore and Karishma, the vegan vegetarian people are realizing that this is problematic.
Cooked meat in their life.
Everybody likes Charlie, too.
I thought it was amusing that they undercooked their plantains.
I know.
They cooked their meat just fine.
Well, maybe they thought they were supposed to be soft and mushy and not crispy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, and Angie got upset because Danny helped.
No, not yet.
You know, so it's kind of, I know. Well, Danny's too nice.
Everybody's just
and she had a very good point. It's like they can outrun us.
You know, Jem is trying to push this narrative.
And he's like, that's okay, Mom. That's okay. It's like, no, when we're in for $1 million, it's us running or them running. Damn it, we're going to lose.
They figured that out. And now, in
retrospect, he's
got to
quit being so nice. I mean, his mama raised him.
See what happens.
Anthony and Bailey. It's either the worst or the best decision.
Are they still going
to switch multiple
times? We'll find out.
I have that answer for you. If you'd like her,
if she was going to pop up her,
I kept waiting for her to use it because they still caught up.
She was so desperate to find it.
So then you're going to sit there and maybe get voted out.
Yeah, we saw Michelle.
I think she felt
safe because he couldn't get down the side of the hill.
So funny.
I think she thought it was
so funny.
They were.
He was ready to quit the whole damn game.
Oh, I think she was. She thought Ben was
and she's falling off the cliff
because that was the thing. Everybody's like, yeah, Ben.
No, we have jumped way ahead of ourselves.
But, yeah, we're very familiar with the whole coffee process.
Right.
And it was funny at first.
Let's see.
One,
then
we
jump over to
Nami
tribe.
And they weighed it.
Right. They grind out and get the shells off
except
of it.
Except for Liz. That feels like enough.
Liz.
I think she's got low energy. I think she's got a thyroid problem.
He's like, he's picking them off the tree. And everybody's like,
I don't know why anybody's going anywhere else. They're all over the tree.
Money that she's got five.
And he nailed that one. Look for an idol.
Just did a both.
I'd say she's gone.
Everybody else is holding their basket.
Right. He ended up. They ended up. So Ricky and Caesar come in first because they were ahead. But Amber and Vinny came in second place because of him and the coffee thing. He just blew it away.
And then
he did really well with the cooking and then did very well with that. So yeah, he jumped way ahead.
Of course, Hunter is picking like my
Hunter is the only thing on this tribe that is doing anything.
My wife picked coffee when she was a kid.
Yeah,
you
got. Tim would do something.
Yeah, so they did very well.
He sort of just talks a lot.
Right. My gay boys came in first.
I'm
rooting for them. They're my favorite.
Amber and Vinny jumped up to second place.
Are we going to talk about
Derek
Tim?
And Shalisa came
a poop.
They're pretty
solid. Tim, not pooping.
Yeah, Rod and Leticia dropped fifth this week from first last week.
Yeah, that was
Sunny and Busy.
Before we get to Tim, though,
middle,
and then you've got your
having a little bit of tantrum.
Lagger.
He's like, I'm looking at this bamboo. I can't look at this bamboo. It's getting on my nerves.
And then he says he's trying to just say go home, but they had fun.
This is pretty chill.
That was their final.
This is pretty chill.
Yeah, they were having fun, and they got a free trip to a lot of places.
It's going to be
interesting
to see how this plays out because there's the three of them.
So
they got
like
lucky
that.
They didn't
so
bring
them. They're
going
to have
to
either rearrange, but if they rearrange, it's not even.
There.
Isn't there like
enjoyable
13?
Show.
I am watching Traitors, the first season
I think merges
of the United States.
Oh,
that's
right.
Oh, that's right.
So
one with Suri.
Yeah, right, right.
Which I already know as a spoiler that she wins.
Did that.
See, that to me would be terrible.
Well, yeah.
You mentioned to me the other day that you delay watching Survivor
and
Amazing Race, so it's a little fresher.
But
that's exactly the reason that I will watch it as quickly as
I
can because stuff will come up on my news feed. I was actually pissed because I didn't watch it, so it's on Wednesday. I didn't watch it on Thursday.
So you had Hunter for
and then
Nami,
on Thursday
Siga
or
sent
Friday,
Tim,
I saw a new thing and I knew Jem had gotten up.
Oh, no.
Like,
I didn't,
God damn it!
I didn't watch it until yesterday.
Final
right
six.
Right now. I even listened. I will even listen to
that's who we're
sticking
with
on fire.
And that was it was a good idea, actually. Look, you've got one person to
see the how. That's a good one.
I'll trust you with your person. You trust me with my person. We're good.
What do you think the polar likelihood that actually will happen?
I think somebody's going to get voted off.
So I'm watching. So you're watching the US season one.
I'm kind of blasting through it.
Yeah, actually, but yeah, they're going to have to readjust the original Survivor. Like I'm watching season one of the show because nobody knows what it is.
Exactly.
We're at day 11. Watching the Australia version right now. And I think I told you the UK it is an unusual version, season one, is really that I haven't good. Seen before. Okay. If you haven't
I was going to start watching that, and then I saw really seen the regular like one. That, I went, oh, this was the second season.
Which of, so like, I switched over really of, like, quick before I even started going on a journey and making a final alliance
like that.
It was smart, whether it works or not.
That was okay, not Kay. CJ and
like, okay, guys, right now.
Right now, we got to do this. We got to say this. We don't have time.
That was a fun season, too.
And then the whole journey thing is really interesting Natalie because did. Even if those, it's like, exactly like they said it was,
terrible.
He played
the how quick God. God. We have so much new nothing. Information we need to get in our heads it. That we have to push out all the old information.
I think it makes it interesting because
medically checked out.
I'm old. I have maybe you did. Yeah.
No, but that was a good.
That was great. I'm enjoying this one too because Kate is on this one.
When Kate was on the original.
Yeah, since I'm just such a fan of her single-handedly. She's such a fucking bitch. One again. No bones about it. They're being buried alive. She's going, shit. I would have much rather been laying there getting 45 minutes.
They did the whole, they had to run up and down to get the keys and unlock the things.
Having seen the coconuts and put it in the slingshot.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I just watched it.
And Hunter, again, did all of it. I mean, Hunter dominated.
It was very, like, traitorish.
It was very.
And I actually thought how that would be
everything faster than anybody else.
Kind of market.
But the good news is, Yana won a little basket of like, big cities.
Yeah, and didn't have to go to maybe Club Paddle's Kona, wouldn't we? Yeah,
I was surprised Jeff was aware of all that, but like,
I could see how that easily could be
he didn't
a
say
fun
one
like,
word
murder
to
mystery.
Q. Right,
like playing Night Traders.
Yeah, she was like that $100 plate at dinner. But they did do a fabulous Q got one of the best, like, slow-mo, like, screen time shots.
All right, that's all we got. We will be back next week with more Amazing Race, more Survivor. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, when you pulled back the thing.
Maybe half an hour.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Off in the distance, is it going? Everybody's looking. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a lot of screen time on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So that's when they went on.
So
the
then you know, then you know Sig is going it.
Right.
So Tim does think that Venus was the one who did the thing with the tree. You know, the boar
right.
thing. But I don't think anybody believes him because everybody thinks it's Tim.
Exactly.
Because she sort of spread that.
Exactly.
Rumor around,
and Jim is just sitting there silently smiling, which is a little more of a smile than I would give if I were her.
Mm.
But it doesn't matter anymore. But I was so surprised how she like beat feet to get that. Beat feet before tribal council so she'd have that idol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does anybody want to play the idol?
Uh-huh. And she didn't play.
Nope. So now they're all still thinking there could be a scoundrel in their midst.
Yeah.
Unless they can collectively just decide that it was probably Jem.
Yeah. Going back to the actual challenge they did on the journey, I would have never been able to do that.
Oh, my God.
I was even surprised that he even got some of them right.
He did better than I even would in any regard.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, you know, I know that people who play these games, Amazing Race, Big Brother, are notorious for this kind of stuff. And people
statistics.
Do. They take notes and they memorize things and they know, like, who got dis.
I mean,
what
they
order.
Have spreadsheets.
Yeah, right.
Not like mine. No. They have spreadsheets.
And, but I don't know that they've ever done, like, the logo of the show. And so, like, that was such an out-of-left-field thing. Like, I would have failed miserably.
Oh,
it
would have been so bad. I would have got, you know, the first one and the last one. But he did remarkably well, even though he did very poorly.
Yeah, right.
But it was fun to listen to him because he's got so many details.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, that was in there when so-and-so did this. Yeah. And then they'd cut to a little montage of whatever was happening in that season. So it was kind of
cool.
Yeah,
and we can't even remember...
Bob
Pixie haircut.
What
redhead's
name?
Damn
it. I'll have to think of that.
We've got people screaming into their little podcast
I'm old,
players.
What's your excuse? early onset dementia.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, so Hunter failed, which if anybody could have done it, he could have, but he didn't. So.
Right, yeah. What did they call their brochachos? That was what they decided to call their little, themselves? Their little final six alliance.
That's funny.
So Yanu got to... And nice enough, so Tiffany and, who's the other one? Tiffany and Kenzie. So they got their little basket of treats.
Oh, exactly.
And they left their one third.
I know. For Q, yeah, I was cracking up. Nice. I was wondering about that when I'm watching them just chow down.
Technically, and I'm going sure like, there was don't, like, don't, we got one muffin don't. Here. Let's I just know, put I'm this going, one in half.
I was so worried that was going to be the case. Fuck it, he's not here.
That's right.
He's on his own journey, his man. Yeah. He's probably got an idol in his pocket. So I was happy to hear they saved him a third of everything. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But still, they were chowing down so big time. I was like, no, save some.
Yeah. So, and then going back to Siga tribe, really what I think Jem's issue was is Jem was thinking too far forward.
Yes.
That's really what said. She's in end game mode.
Yes,
she's
not and really, she shouldn't have been. She should have been in save my ass today mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have changed the whole game.
Yeah.
Because first then they would know she's the one that had the idol, mm-hmm. and that would stop that whole little drama of going back to camp going, who's still the liar amongst us?
Right, yeah. And especially Tim going on a journey, it was another thing of them like, this is, you know.
Does
like,
he have something? You know, like, Doesn't he have something? Exactly. Is he? Yeah, exactly. So,
let's see.
The vote was surprising because Marie and Charlie had to figure out if they were going to go with the guys.
Yeah.
Or go with the girls.
Yeah, Charlie and Maria have like this little alliance.
Yes,
that, like they've kept on the down low, I think, for the most part. But like, and it's they're really sort of good. In the middle. But I think they were saying they had to put the cards on the table here
because Maria was with the girls all the time and Charlie's the boy, mm-hmm. so everybody thought everybody was copacetic.
Oh, did you? I don't know if you noticed this. I was actually kind of surprised by this. Maria, played an extra vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I didn't realize. Yeah. She didn't need to.
She didn't need to. Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised she did that.
Right. I wasn't sure why
she could still use it until there's only six people left.
I guess so.
Which was making everybody not suspect a thing either because Ben didn't have a vote.
Yeah.
So the vote number worked out.
Yeah.
Because she paid an extra one and he didn't have one. A vote. So nobody went like, wait, who didn't vote?
Yeah.
Or wait, who voted twice?
Yeah. I was surprised on that because, I mean, I know she knew Charlie was with her. I would assume she knew Tim was with her. Maybe she didn't trust Tim. Or maybe she didn't trust... No, because Ben didn't vote. So...
I don't know.
Yeah, because Mariah... And here's the other interesting thing. Apparently, Mariah's on the outs of this. Because Mariah voted for Ben.
For... I know.
Yeah. So it's like, Mariah's probably like, what the hell? Like, so I wasn't sure about that. But yeah, it seems to be, well, Charlie and Maria.
Well, I think they thought Mariah would have told Jem.
Mm. Yeah.
Because Mariah and Jem were the only ones that voted for Ben.
Right.
So if they told Mariah, they would have clued her. Yeah. Then for sure she would have used her idol.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's what they were afraid of.
And then Ben would have been gone. I'm glad Ben's still here though.
Right. Yeah.
He's more entertaining than Jemima.
But they must have had no indication that she had it because they didn't hedge their bets at
all. No. Uh-uh.
Because you figured if she had an extra vote, I mean, I don't know who she would have voted for, but like maybe Mariah, but if she had that extra vote, she could have used it to like, oh, if she had an idol and played it, Jem.
True.
Then this other person could go out.
That's true.
Maybe she didn't really care ultimately if Ben went out or not, but.
So, yeah. I like having Ben there. He's got great references. He just brings up shit all the time. Yeah, that's like when Ozzy Osbourne did it. Yeah. That's like
life in a band. He and Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Charlie is the most atypical Taylor Swift fan.
Is so funny. So funny. Listen to those guys yell songs back and forth, just like with fire, like not even a second between them. I've got an answer. I've got an answer. Yeah, I've got an answer. Right.
It's always funny to me when people, because I have a lot of general knowledge about things.
But I'm not, I'm not a savant about anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah, anything particular. I mean, it's funny, we were talking about the logos of the show.
Right.
Well.
I couldn't have told you any of them.
For example, like WrestleMania also changes their logo every year.
Okay.
It has a new, just a funny thing, I had recorded something and I was watching it. And I started it, and it was apparently the wrong... It was, like, from last year. Somehow I had an old episode of, like, SmackDown or something, because they had the WrestleMania logo, but it wasn't the right one. It wasn't this year's logo.
Oh, and you caught it.
Yeah, because I noticed it, but I only noticed that it wasn't the right one. But, but I couldn't... There's no way I could have put any of these in order.
No, I couldn't
put... I mean, I could put one and... And 40, yeah, and, which is where they are now.
They're in 46, aren't they?
Well, no, 40 WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania. I've gone, wait, what? Yeah, exactly. Me too. Same Survivor. Mm-hmm. So next week is the merge, thank God.
See. Yeah.
So now we can see how this six-person alliance pans out.
And Q is smart because he probably sees the writing on the wall. There's only three of them.
Right.
And so it's very easy for Nami and Siga just to pick them off.
Exactly.
You know, then they'd all be gone.
Exactly.
So if it will most benefit Q if that works out. Yes. But we shall see on that.
Yes, we'll see.
Yeah.
And then a fun, amazing race.
Yeah, fun, amazing race in Colombia.
In Colombia. Oh, my God. Could you have done that, Phil, with those steps?
Oh man, that was it wasn't as bad, but where were we? Where did we last go?
Our driving crew is out there driving around. Yeah. Where'd you go? Across
see?
The street.
See? I love general knowledge, specific across knowledge.
Wait, where did you just go? You just went to
somewhere. It was Malaysia. We were in Malaysia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Good. This is bad.
It is funny. I have to actually look back at like my photos sometimes to see like where I went last year.
Right.
And in Malaysia, they have these, there are these cave temples you can go to that are up high in the cave. But they actually build a nice like Hindu temple or something inside of them. But you have to crawl up all these stairs to get to them. But it wasn't as bad. Like this was...
That
treacherous. 60 stories.
650 steps? Crazy. Oh, my God.
Up the side of a mountain.
I'm so surprised Mom made it.
And just from a distance, I don't know that I would have gone up those stairs. Here's the thing that
I can't look over. I can't. Yeah. I can't.
So before we get too far, Amazing Race. Season 36, episode number 3. This is after Chris and Mary have been eliminated from the show last week. Headed to Colombia. Kind of a weird thing. I don't know if you really noticed this. They just, like, suddenly they were in Puerto Vallarta, and then suddenly they were in Colombia.
And they were starting in groups of three.
Yeah. I don't know why, if there was something about that they weren't allowed to film for some period of time or something. It was a very strange thing that you don't often see, where it just jumped from one country to another without, like... Anything. They just edited everything about them getting there.
Everything.
Because usually that's a piece of it, is like who can get on a flight or this or that. But it may have been, because they did talk about, I remember Phil before the show had mentioned that there was a degree of, that for the most part, they would be back to finding their own flights, except for a couple specific things.
Because I thought it was weird how they were in groups of four or three all of a sudden. I went... What?
Yeah, and they're like in a plaza where below this mountain. So it's like you got them all to this point.
Okay, here we are. We're starting in groups again. So that was treacherous, though. That was really, for me, that would have been a lot.
Right. Here's the other thing,
taken me a long time.
So this came up later in this episode, but here's what I was super confused about. How did Sean and Melissa manage to get up this staircase? But Sean is the guy who afraid of heights guy.
Oh, I know. When How you did see he him get in the up... coffee field, he can't go down a 5-foot little tiny step.
But he managed to walk up 60 stories.
I think he
must
have been on the inside.
I guess so. But I still, like, just looking at that, I'd been like, no, I
have to. If I could do that, I would have to be on the inside, and I could never be on the edge, on the outside.
Right.
And I could just keep looking down at steps, going up steps.
Yeah.
But I think the thing later that got him, which is what gets me too, is that there's nothing on the side of you.
Oh, I said Sean and Melissa, Sean and Michelle.
Yeah. If there's nothing on, like the going up the stairs, there's that big railing, that big thing.
Yeah.
In the coffee, there was like nothing, but I'm just going to hurl myself over the side of this cliff, which I feel compelled to do all the time if there's no barrier, and I don't know why. And sure, that's some disease. But
no. Yeah, so that comes up a little later. Yeah. But even, like, those stairs, I mean, I understand it's built into the side of a cliff,
But it looked very Dr. Seuss, you know, like how it was off.
Was not.
I don't know if I'd have been super happy about doing that.
I would have had to pretend it's just these five steps, turn, just these five steps.
And a lot, and it is a lot of stairs. That's a lot. I mean, it's I've gone up, I think the one that I was telling you about in Malaysia, I think it was 500 stairs, and that was exhausting. But yeah, 650, geez, I can't imagine.
Couldn't have done it. I mean, I could have done it for $1 million, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would do it. But I was surprised Mom didn't have, like, a heart attack or something.
Heart attack, yeah. Yeah, and
a lot. He's being very patient with her, which is really cool.
Right, yeah.
Because she's not feeling the pressure.
So they get to the top, they have to choose between cooking a local dish or loading up a Jeep with a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And it's funny, it was very telling how exhausting what they just did was. Because almost everybody said, we're cooking, we're not loading anything.
At least we can stand still.
Except the boys and Sean and Michelle.
Right.
And which that changed.
We get back to that later. I could have sworn, now here's the thing, they had to take the boats, right?
Yes.
To get to their whatever they chose.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Danny and Angie, their boat was not going. Yeah. It's so distressing to me, but I could have sworn, and I meant to play it back, but I didn't have it in me to rewatch the whole thing, that when they said they must pick a boat, they must choose a detour, and once they can't change.
I heard the same thing.
And I'm going like, uh-oh, they changed. Oh, no, there's firefighter switch. Oh, no, it says you can't change. So I kept expecting at the end for when they check in for Phil to say, no, you didn't do it, so you have a half-hour detour. Or penalty.
Yeah. And I heard the same thing.
Okay, good. Because I thought for sure it's like, once you choose, you cannot change.
I even thought, as I was watching it, and the first time that Anthony and Bailey switched. I thought I heard the...
I know, exactly.
That sound that they play when they do something wrong.
Well, and then they changed again, and then they changed again, and then they changed again, and then they... I'm surprised. I am really surprised they even stayed in it for as long as they did. Hey, Phil.
Great, yeah, good challenge today. You guys were running all over town. What happened there?
There's a couple little bugs. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. I heard that. You know, we set the rule.
Once you, I mean, maybe when you guys announced that or told them, did you say it loudly that once you pick, you can't choose
on film, and you know, people may catch up on it.
A lot of people started out with the firefighter girls. They switched right away.
Yeah,
because
we like them, so you know, we were just going to be like, maybe people won't really remember that happened.
Sure,
so,
that's plausible. That's fine.
Yeah. And then the boys,
and I mean, I think there was. I quit counting after a while. They all just said, we're doing this.
Yeah, and initially we were going to do the whole...
Michelle and what's-her-face. No,
Sean. Michelle. Yeah. Initially we were going to do the penalty thing, but
Phil.
The boys racked up like 24 hours of penalty.
Exactly, you know? And who am I? And I'm not the boss.
No, and we can't stay in Colombia for an extra day waiting for the boys to check in.
We're just going
to
pretend we never said it?
Yeah, I don't think anybody will really know. I mean, I couldn't imagine that there'd be like a podcast, like in Hawaii, for example, that would like pick up on this. I mean, it's just not going to happen that way.
Stupid.
Yeah. So we'll just move on. And even if it gets shown on national television,
nobody's going to remember it.
Nobody's going to notice. It'll be fine.
Okay, we're good to go then.
Yep. On to the next episode.
Actually, as a matter of record, if the boys would have not switched to the fourth time, they wouldn't have got that penalty because they would have been back.
Right, it would have been so long that it would have just been right
but
back
anyway,
when they started.
Anyway, it's a moot point. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, Phil, nice
we'll
talk.
We'll be fine.
Nice talk, Phil. I got to get back.
Yeah,
it was so funny.
I did. I thought the same thing. It's like, I'd like to rewind that and see that again because I can swear they said
and what
that.
Rules
you cannot
said can't
change.
Switch, yeah.
But the other funny thing about that is that they've never really said that before.
No.
So that's why it was weird that they said it. And I caught on to that.
Exactly. Me too. Because I went, well, there's a bug.
Yeah.
And so the minute the firefighters changed, I went, hey, we're in trouble.
Unless they were
the first ones to change.
Yeah. Unless they were talking about the boat, that you couldn't change your boat once you had selected.
Which explains Danny and his mom
and Angie,
sitting in the boat
waiting for the...
Oh, yeah. Once you choose your boat, you can't switch.
Yeah, like you can't jump in a boat
if
it doesn't
start. Because they did say once
start.
You,
yeah.
You know, maybe it was boat. Okay, our bad. Take that back.
See, Phil's got it all worked out. It's
but
all
I was
perfect.
Shocked. I was waiting for like four different people to have half-hour penalties or something.
Yeah,
the boys still would have gone home though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the twins.
So almost every group two was Juan and Shane, Yvonne and Melissa, Angie and Danny, and then Amber and Vinny.
I didn't even keep track of them. I was focusing on my gay boys.
Your gay boys who are doing well.
They were doing great.
Juan was born in Colombia, right. And then Ricky and Caesar, of course, speak Spanish, so they...
And he's a chef.
He's a chef, and they blew through that very quickly.
They totally did.
Key to cooking is timing. Yes. Knowing, okay, this will take you 5 minutes, and this will take 8 minutes.
And, yeah. And then Mama thinks she knows how to cook rice, but she doesn't measure it.
Right, yeah.
I thought it meant one cup for all of them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, so and the cousins show up. Can you tell me what this is? Can you tell me what that is? Can you tell me how to cook it?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what...
The other one who did very well in it also was Amber and Vinny. Vinny, actually, did very well in this as well. But yeah, they realize anybody who works in a kitchen figured out about the presentation. The grannies wanted to see the presentation. The abuelas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, my favorite part of the whole show, though, was watching the twins decide how much brain power they could exert for any certain. And it just amazed me that it didn't take them long. Four or five times now to go, oh, too much.
Yeah.
Too much. Let's go back. Okay.
I really think what happened to them is what would have happened to any of them. They were exhausted. Sure. They were exhausted from that staircase thing.
Right.
And then they went to load stuff and it was like, I just can't.
I'm looking at everything going, I don't even know how to get it on there. I don't know what to do.
And then the other problem is that you are these boys who probably don't cook, really. They go to the cooking thing and they're like, I just love how
they refer to their limited brain power, though. They're like always going like, I have so little bandwidth and there's no brain power left for me to do this. I'm not going to. Nope, I can't. Nope, let's just run up this frickin' hill again. Yeah,
that may have been a record for the number of times someone switched a challenge.
I've never seen anybody switch. It was four times, right?
I have seen somebody switch from the other one and back to the first one.
Right, but not back again and then, oh my God. Fact that they even pulled it out was amazing.
Right, yeah.
And then we're still not done. And then we go to something that we're very familiar with.
Yeah, I appreciate watching
the coffee picking.
Right. A couple little notes. Right. So Kishore and Karishma, the vegan vegetarians, who never cooked meat in their life, and I thought it was amusing that they undercooked their plantains.
I know.
They cooked their meat just fine.
Well, maybe they thought they were supposed to be soft and mushy and not crispy.
Yeah, I don't know. But Angie got upset because Danny helped them, and Angie didn't want Danny to help them.
I know. Well, Danny's too nice.
He is a nice little boy.
And she had a very good point. It's like they can outrun us.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, that's okay, Mom. That's okay. It's like, no, when we're in for $1 million and it's us running or them running, damn it, we're going to lose because you told them.
Yeah.
So he's got to quit being so nice. Mama raised him good.
Anthony and Bailey. It's either the worst or the best decision ever.
Ever.
To switch multiple times.
We'll find out, won't we?
I have that answer for you if you'd like it.
That was just so classic. I loved everything.
Yeah, it was
amusing. Still caught up and...
They did. They were there
with the coffee fields when people were still there.
Yeah, with Sean and Michelle who were also there. Because he couldn't get down the side of the hill.
That was so funny. It was so funny.
I mean,
he's ready to quit the whole damn game.
Yeah, right. Because he couldn't.
And she's falling off a cliff, holding onto a tree on the side of it, going, "No, come on, you can do it."
But, right.
Yeah, we're very familiar with the whole coffee process.
Right.
And it was funny at first when nobody figured that half of it was going to be gone when they weighed it.
Right. They grind out and get the shells off of it.
It's like,
that
feels like enough. Nope, that's half.
Vinny. Who was it? Was it Vinny? Vinny, who just He was like, he's picking them off the tree. And everybody's wandering around. He's like, I don't know why anybody's going anywhere else. They're all over the tree. He nailed that one.
In the middle and just did a both ham thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was holding their basket and putting one.
Yeah, they ended up because Ricky and Caesar come in first because they were ahead. But Amber and Vinny came in second place because of him and the coffee thing. He just blew it away. Like he did really well with the cooking and then did very well with that. So yeah, he jumped way ahead. Rod and Leticia dropped back.
He was picking like my Japanese father-in-law.
Yeah. My wife picked coffee when she was a kid. So so they did very well.
So I love it that my gay boys came in first.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm rooting for them. They're my yeah. Wanna win.
Amber and Vinny jumped up to second place.
And that's good.
Derek and Shalisa came in third. They're pretty solid. Yeah, Rod and Leticia dropped to fifth this week from first last week. Sonny and Busy are still kind of in the middle, and then you've got your laggers, Kishore, Karishma, Angie, Danny.
They're hanging on by a thread. Karishma,
Anthony, and Bailey.
Oh, they had to go home, but they had fun, and they enjoyed themselves. Chill.
That was their final.
They were pretty chill. Yeah, they were having fun, and they got a free trip to a lot of places that they never would have got a free trip to.
Yeah, right.
So we like that. So let's see where they go next and what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pretty good there. Enjoyable show.
I am watching Traitors, first season
of
the United States.
Of the U.S. one. The one with Suri.
One with Suri.
Yeah, right.
Which I already know as a spoiler that she wins.
See, that to me would be terrible, knowing that.
Oh, see,
You mentioned to me the other day that you delay watching Survivor and Amazing Race, so it's a little fresher.
Uh-huh.
But that's exactly the reason that I will watch it as quickly as I can, because stuff will come up on my news feed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I knew, I was actually pissed because I didn't watch it. So it's on Wednesday. I didn't watch it on Thursday. And then on Thursday or Friday, I saw a thing. I knew Jem had gotten home.
Oh, no.
Home. I'm like, God damn it!
I didn't watch it until yesterday, late afternoon.
Yeah, right.
But I will even listen to the
On Fire.
On Fire. Uh-huh. And because then I'm ready to see what it is I'm supposed
see
to notice.
See the how of how things,
yes,
how things go down.
Yes, it's like, okay, now I get it. Right, look at me, I'm on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we're complete polar opposites.
Yeah, right.
Give me all the spoilers.
Yeah, what is it? Oh, so I'm watching, you're watching the U.S. season one. I'm kind of blasting through it. It's sort of like watching the original Survivor, like watching season one of the show, because nobody knows what it is.
Exactly.
You know, and like, I'm watching the Australia version right now. I think I told you the UK version, season one, is really good.
Okay.
If you have a chance.
I was going to start watching that, and then I saw the regular one. I went, oh, this was the second season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I switched over really quick before I even started watching the other one.
Who won the second season? Oh, it was...
Don't ask me.
CJ and the two challengers.
Oh, Kate. Not Kate. CJ and... the challenge people.
Yeah, right. The two of them won.
CJ and...
That was a fun season, too.
CJ
I liked that one.
CJ and...
Natalie? She's got one of those, like... I will.
Nat
it's terrible.
Oh,
how
my
quickly
God.
We have so much new information we need to get in our heads that we have to push out all the old information.
I think you need to have be medically checked up. I'm old. I have an excuse.
No, but that was a good... That was great.
So. I'm enjoying this one, too, because Kate... is on this one when Kate was on the original, I'm just such a fan of hers because she's such a fucking bitch and she makes no bones about it, you know. They're being buried alive and she's going, shit, I would have much rather been laying there getting 45 minutes to sleep than running through these fields.
Having seen the UK, the US and the Australia version now, like, Alan Cumming's by far, he's the best. He's the best host.
Aren't even the host.
Speaking of which, I was going to mention, so we had our murder mystery party. It was very traitorish.
It was very.
And I actually thought how that would be an easy thing to kind of market as sort of an improv thing.
I think they do in big cities.
Yeah, they do. But little Kailua Okono wouldn't be as aware of all that. But I could see how that easily could be a fun murder mystery thing.
Right.
Like
a dinner,
night traders thing.
It's $100 a plate, a dinner, and here's your character. And
it
would be fun.
That would be pretty
fun. Work on that. Okay.
All right, that's all we got. We will be back next week with more Amazing Race, more Survivor. And anything else
maybe
we can talk about.
Maybe happily ever after.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye.